What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based at Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Well, Don, on my chart, spring wheat. Spring wheat had a heck of a rally last week. Close to 60-cent rally here in spring wheat. And that's based on your dry weather that you're experiencing up in the northern plains. But nonetheless, for people who do produce it or have old crop, spring wheat's on fire.
Talk about old crop, new crop. What's happening in the corn market?
Well, we had a USDA report Friday, and we did see higher prices for most of the day, but then closed lower in corn and beans. Spring wheat closed on the dead high. But December corn, DEIS 21, has a 5 in front of it, currently $5 a bushel for new crop corn.
The stock market continues strong as well.
Well, it's one of the side effects of giving away so much money. But the U.S. stock market, all-time highs. Driving across America, spending a little time in small towns in America, help wanted signs everywhere.
So, Tommy, what's not hot in this market?
Well, Don, you have to look at the drought in North Dakota. Two-thirds of the state of North Dakota is in D3 drought. That is a very serious condition. Experienced a little rain and snowfall today, but all eyes on this D3 drought. Not only in North Dakota, our friends in Montana and north of us in Canada, dry conditions going to hurt spring wheat, canola, and various crops.
You talked about some of the dollars assistance that's come out from the government. We've seen the price tag in a lot of products moving up as well.
$5 trillion given out last year, Don. Lumber, all-time highs, $1,100. Inflation and used tractors. Go out and look for parts. If you can even get them, they're expensive.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, based at Mayville, North Dakota.